The marches from Selma, Alabama, to that state's capital by voting rights activists were key events in the passing of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The movie Selma chronicles those historic marches that were led by James Bevel, Martin Luther King Jr., and other civil rights leaders. Orlando Sentinel columnist Daryl Owen spoke with 90.7's Matthew Petty about what moviegoers should take away from the film and how the movie could rekindle racial harmony in a time of racial tension.
Well, I think it certainly does kindle thoughtful discussion if you have thoughtful people involved. And with Joel Hunter and Paul Wright leading this, I think they're the right people in charge. And yeah, it's a good thing because you get to see the history of this country depicted in a way that is both visceral and also instructional. And if people would take some of the elements from the movie and put it into context of what's happening now, I think you can produce a thoughtful discussion.
Just talking about the movie itself for a moment, the people who made the movie had some issues with the copyright over Dr. Martin Luther King's words, and those are some of the most, you know, powerful elements of that story. Do you think that took away from the movie at all, them not being able to use some of those, you know, keystone speeches that he gave?
I'm sure that that would have probably provided some more powerful narrative for the film, but I don't think that it diminished the quality of the film or the historicity of the film very much at all.
Mm-hmm. What about the reaction when you saw the movie? What were people saying in the audience? What was the response?
There wasn't a whole lot of response because I think as people were letting the events wash over them, they were just struck by the power of the scene, just seeing the brutality of the police as they seized upon the crowd and beat them to a bloody pulp. It just left people breathless. And I think as people were walking out and as I overheard conversations, most people were just saying that, wow, what a wonderful movie, how powerful this was, and that more and more people need to see it. So, yeah, I think that people were just awestruck by either being reminded of a dark time in our history or being apprised of it for the first time.
Is it uncomfortable viewing?
Absolutely. And if it's not uncomfortable, you probably need to check yourself.
Mm-hmm. The discussion about race in the United States has really boiled up in the last 12 months. Do you think that is kind of brought a new audience, or will it bring a new audience to a movie like this?
Absolutely. Even though the central issue in the movie Selma was suffrage, there are a number of parallels in the film that are certainly companion to what's going on today. The police and their abuse of black folks, that certainly is an issue that people are discussing in the wake of what happened to Eric Garner and what happened in Ferguson, whether or not you believe the modern police are guilty of this or not. People are certainly making these, drawing these parallels. And certainly the whole issue of whether the mission of the civil rights movement has come fully to fruition is ever-present issue today.
Do you think that police departments are on the right track in terms of trying to address some of the concerns that people are raising around civil rights?
Well, I think when you have law enforcement officers who take the time to actually listen to the concerns that citizens express about the way that policing is being conducted, you have the opportunity for that. When you have police departments who see the concerns that are being raised as an attack, as a visceral attack on the police department, as a criticism that you're all racist and this sort of thing, when the communication shuts down over this, we're not going to go anywhere. But yes, as long as we have police departments who are willing to be introspective, to listen, to learn, and to evaluate, and then if they find themselves at fault, to make changes, I think police departments are moving in the right direction.